3. Campus Life.
Hey there, Betty.
Hi, John. What's up?
I wanted to talk to you. I'm having trouble with my computer, and you know more about computers than anyone I know.
You don't need to butter me up. I'd be glad to help you out. What seems to be the problem?
Well, ever since I got it hooked up to the internet a month ago or so, it's been really slow, and sometimes it just shuts down without warning. I lost half of a term paper the other week.
Aha! The internet! A marvelous thing, don't you agree? We can now access a wealth of information from our homes, schools, and businesses. But, like any good thing, it has its problems.
Right. It's a great help for researching information for papers. And for downloading music files.
Anytime you surf the web, your computer could get a virus, which might be a minor inconvenience. Or it could pick up a virus that does serious damage. Hackers might get into your computer and delete important information, crash your computer, or even steal your credit card information.
Wow. Do you think I might have a virus then?
Yeah, that could be your problem. I'm sure you've heard news reports of computer viruses being spread through email. The two more serious types of viruses are worms and Trojan horses.
Worms?
Yeah, sounds funny. I know. But worms are a sophisticated type of virus that replicates itself and spreads to other computers without the user knowing what's going on. A Trojan horse is a type of virus that gets into your computer by disguising itself as something useful or desirable, like a music file, for example.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You also have to worry about spyware. As the name implies, it is a software program that basically spies on you. It gets into your computer and then gathers information about your activities that can then be sold to advertisers. Spyware can really use up your memory and bandwidth. This is probably what's slowing down your computer so much. Spyware can also lead to crashes.
Oh man, what should I do?
Don't worry, there is protection. One security device is called a firewall. It sits between the computer and internet, allowing the user to access the internet while preventing outside users from accessing your computer. So basically, the firewall allows wanted traffic, but stops unwanted traffic. It can be either a piece of hardware or a software program.
Great! So a firewall will solve my problems?
No, it will prevent you from getting problems in the future. You will also need an antivirus program to prevent you from getting viruses.
I see.
I also have some programs that will search your computer for viruses and spyware and clean them from your hard drive. That's what we'll need to do first.
Wow, thanks a million.
Number 1. The speakers discuss various computer problems. Summarize the conversation by putting the points in order. Number 2. According to the woman, why should computer users install firewalls? Number 3. What does the woman advise the man to do? Choose two answers. Number 4. How does the man probably feel at the start of the conversation?